A first at the last meeting of the Democrat-led January 6th committee. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this afternoon in the House.
After a year and a half long investigation, the panel is expected to recommend the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against Donald Trump. In their lengthy report, the lawmakers call Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election a, quote, attempted coup.
Fox's Jackie Banias. The Justice Department is already investigating the former president.
When have we had a president essentially incite an attack on his own government?
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who's on the committee, tells CNN State of the Union that was criminal. The former president posted on social media that Schiff said similar things on what Trump called the Russia hoax, the con of the century. He added, how much longer are Republicans going to allow this to happen? The GOP's big focus is the border.
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on ABC's This Week ahead of the court-ordered end to Title 42, a COVID policy that blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally. So a new wave may be looming on top of a record surge.
Things here at the White House feel frozen. There's still no guidance about what is going to replace Title 42 in 2 days. Officials here will only say they want the next immigration policy or order to be effective and humane.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Controversial new Twitter owner Elon Musk just polled users if he should stay on as CEO after acknowledging a mistake with a new policy.
57% of them say he should go. This comes as the Twitter boss faces intense public scrutiny for his new policy banning links to other social media platforms. Now, the new rule was introduced early yesterday morning, but Twitter's official support account has since deleted the tweets announcing the policy.
Fox's Brooke Singman. 11 people recovering from serious injuries in Honolulu after severe turbulence on a Hawaiian Airlines flight. People not wearing seatbelts were thrown around. Some hit their heads on the ceiling. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While the House committee investigating the Capitol riot readies criminal referrals against former President Trump and maybe others, another trial is about to start.
Jury selection is set to begin today in D.C. federal court in the trial of Enrique Tarrio, the former head of the so-called Proud Boys organization, who prosecutors say plotted to attack the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of 2021. He will stand trial along with four others from the group, which investigators claim is a white supremacist organization, though Tarrio himself is an Afro-Cuban from Miami. Tarrio denies he ordered anyone to vandalize the Capitol or commit violence. Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after a second straight week of selling. There were huge celebrations across Argentina. All because of this.
Gonzalo Montiel can win the World Cup for Argentina with this kick.
Fox TV on the call. Montiel found the back of the net to ignite the celebration in Qatar. Argentina beat the French 4-2 on penalty kicks. Veteran superstar Lionel Messi scored twice for Argentina, including one extra time goal. Messi finished the tournament with 7 goals. Kylian Mbappe came up with the first hat trick in a World Cup final in 56 years for the defending champs. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
In the NFL, some big games with playoff implications. Last night, the New York Giants beat Washington 20-12. Philadelphia clinched a division title with a 25-20 win over Chicago. Kansas City also clinched a division.
McKinnon, Brown, a block, and a block. We're opening the door. The game is over. Touchdown run, McKinnon. The Chiefs have won.
That was an overtime on CBS. The Chiefs beat Houston 30-24. Jacksonville also beat Dallas in OT. Cincinnati won a 6th straight game, beating Tampa Bay. The LA Chargers and Detroit also won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.